Is that better? Can you hear me now?
See, I had this really cool opening. I was like, welcome to Ground Zero Morning Live. I'm Jamie Thomas alongside Sarah Lesky.
So what we've established already at 9:30 a.m. Central is that we are not meant to do an early morning show, despite the fact that JT had his morning show voice already prepared.
I've been dying to do that. Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, this is Jamie Thomas.
Exactly.
We're here to bring you the news on this Sunday morning and get you set for game four between the Winnipeg Jets and Colorado Avalanche.
It's 5 degrees outside. It's a beautiful week coming up in front of everybody. And I hope you have, hello, Nicole. Good morning. Too early for mics to work. Exactly. Thank you, Nicole. You on exactly what I'm going through here. This is our fourth show and I haven't figured out how to turn on the microphone, but no big deal. Thank you, JunkieCon. Happy to see you guys back. Thank you so much. Game four is on the horizon.
No one said happy to hear you. Just happy to see you.
So you don't want to hear us. You just want to see us talking. So I see you have your coffee. It's not super early, but it is an early game. And I think we can be thankful for that because the Jets down 2-1 in this series and not having a whole lot of time to think about what happened in the third period of game number three. Jets trail the series 2-1. It's game four. Puck drop scheduled for 1:30 Central Time and noon 30 in Denver. Is that the earliest game you've ever had to go to, Sarah, in your time doing this? Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't usually see games earlier than this one. So I'm a big fan, always have been, of early games for it. Connor Hellebuyck is as well, we know. So hopefully that will bode well for today. But anything where there is not a morning skate, I am an hours in between, I'm always on board for it. But I think that, and we'll hear from Mason Appleton in a little bit, that I had asked him about that. And obviously it changes the guy's routine a bit, and nobody's superstitious. Don't ever ask a player if they're superstitious, because they aren't. They'll just tell you that they're very routine oriented.
Yeah.
Not superstitious. I just have to do the exact same routine in the exact same order every single game. But it obviously changes a few things for them as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Connor Hellebuyck, as you mentioned, has always loved playing the afternoon games. Not sure what there is. Thank you, Matt. Lots of great comments. And before we roll on the show here, this is all about you guys again this morning. Put your comments in. Of course, we're going to have a contest giveaway coming up a little bit later in the show. There it is. Connor Hellebuyck primary way jersey. And before we get into that even further, I got two more posters, as they were such a big hit before game number three. And as you mentioned, Sarah, you're just talking about Mason Appleton. We just happened to have one of these in the bad boys in the back room. So I got one of those.
I love
ones.
It.
Green Bay, Wisconsin zone, Mason Appleton. And
you never go wrong with anyone that's from Green Bay or that's a Packers fan.
But we don't need to talk about this right now.
That's right.
Are you? Never mind. We'll talk about that another time. And the other one, of course, Dylan DeMello. He of the plus 46 in the regular season. So those will be secondary prizes we're giving away. Of course, the password will be given away a little bit later in the show. Remember not to ask us for it because it's all about the drama. We have to give you drama. We have to make you wait till the last part of the show to give you the password. And of course, we'll contact you if you are indeed a winner. So, I mean,
I'm going through the comments because I'm trying to multitask, which I excel at. Although my husband does not agree with that. Jason, huge Jets fan, watching from London, England. We need to win this one. It would be great to see this series tied up at 2-2. But welcome, Jason. Great look. We've gone international, JT. I love it.
Yeah. See, it's amazing what happens with the internet and all that stuff.
Worldwide.
Yes. We're so huge right now.
Is worldwide?
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
That's my next contract negotiation. Listen, we're huge now. We're international. So the numbers don't lie.
All right. But people do want to know who's replacing Dylan. Is there any more news on it? All right. Let's get to it. As mentioned, obviously, with the time right now being that it is 8:34 in Denver, which I almost didn't show up on time just very quickly because I kept thinking 9:30 is what time this show's at. And then last night I was having dinner. And I said to Paul Edmonds, oh, hold on. It's not 9:30 our time. It's
No.
So I was almost late for this one. There is no update on Brendan Dillon other than what we heard yesterday from teammates as well as Rick Bowness. So not expecting him to be in the lineup today. Anyone that saw the video from Sportsnet If you saw the broadcast, or there were a number of pictures that people had isolated and really zoomed in on afterwards, it was a huge gash on his hand. But I think optimistic, obviously, with the news that there was no significant damage being done to it in terms of tendons or anything like that. So great news on that front, but no, I'm not expecting to see him in the lineup today. So this was going to lead to one of our questions for you as to who would you put in the lineup for Brendan Dillon? Would you put in Logan Stanley, who we've obviously already seen in this series, or would you put Colin Miller in, who has not been in, but obviously has more experience and is a little bit more of a veteran presence? So we want to hear from all of you going through. What do you do about putting LB in? Okay, well, that is not happening. They are not putting in Lauren Brossoit for Connor Hellebuyck. But who would you guys put in on the blue line? I think that's obviously something that people are going to be watching for.
Yeah, Tanya and Lori both saying that cut was scary. Absolutely. Sandy pointing out Morgan Barron was cut this time last year in Vegas. Also very scary. And that one was a little more obvious, that cut anyways, as opposed to Brendan Dillon's, the location of the injury. So I think we have to be thankful that there was no damage or serious damage to Brendan Dillon. So maybe a day-to-day is much better than being out for the playoffs. So we're thankful in that aspect.
I was a little worried, JT. I mean, I was very worried when you saw the amount of blood that
But
also, you think about Brendan Dillon, where he's in his career. He's at the end of his contract. And I was concerned at the end. I thought, is this the last time that we've seen Brendan Dillon in a Winnipeg Jets, potentially in a Winnipeg Jets jersey? You didn't know going in. So when it came back that it was day to day, and you know what a warrior Dillon is, you know that if there is any opportunity for him to be able to get back in, he will, because he's a real leader on that team.
Yeah, I think. And then now we go into kind of, you know, a lot of people. I'm seeing Stanley. So there's a variety. We've got a lot of Millers. We've got a lot of Stanleys. So we've already seen Logan Stanley. I like how, you know, Eagle Eyes says, I think we need Stanley's toughness to replace Dillon. I'm going to go with Colin Miller in this aspect because we haven't seen him yet. Red-handed shot. I think you put Sandberg up beside Neil Pionk on that second defense pairing, and then you put Schmidt with Miller. Obviously, two teammates from the 2018 Vegas Golden Knight team that went to the Stanley Cup Final. Miller's been there before. We haven't seen him yet. So, and again, that red-handed shot. So, any thoughts from you, Sarah, in this aspect as our viewers chime in as we go along here?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be, I think that it probably be a difficult decision for this coaching staff. I don't think there's benefits to Stanley. If you're looking at just pros and cons on paper, I mean, obviously the penalty kill, it's such a storyline in this series. And you need, with Brendan Dillon not being in the lineup, you need somebody that can play PK, but also Stanley does bring size and a physical aspect as well for it. So I think you could go back and forth. It'll be really interesting to see not only who the coaching staff goes with, but I think afterwards their explanation as to why they selected the one that they did. And I think it's been difficult for Miller because we haven't really seen him get the opportunity since being acquired. You come in as that seventh D, and so you think that when the opportunity presents itself that he would be the one that jumps in. But Logan's also played the first couple games of this series, right? So he has a familiarity with it as well. So it'll be interesting to see. Rick Bowness is speaking to the media here in Denver. I'm trying to do the math quickly, but at 10:15 roughly Mountain Time. So you want to make sure that, although we will be finished by then, you want to make sure that you stay tuned to BX. Mitchell Clinton, you know, will tweet out the information right away. I will as well, but stay tuned to your Winnipeg Jets social media feeds, because we'll be able to update you if Rick Bowness says anything about it.
Okay, for those of you not sure, we have a Connor Hellebuyck jersey up for grabs today. How do you win it? Well, there's a link in the chat. You click on that. You put in your answer as to who do you think should come in today between Logan Stanley and Colin Miller, and we'll let you know after the show if you are a winner. And in case you didn't believe me, see, I like to prove things. I'm just throwing out. So there's the Connor Hellebuyck jersey. That's what we're getting, Mike. Plus the secondary prizes of the posters. I'm not going to pull it up because we got to get rolling along here as this morning goes along.
All right, let's look at the lines if we can, or what we think that they could be. So obviously you look at that at the blue line, we're still up in the air as to what could be. This is the way that things looked for game three. Do you see, we know that they called up Axel Janssen-Bjelby yesterday from the Moose, their season unfortunately ending quicker than what they had anticipated. Do you see a spot where you think that he could go in? And if so, where?
Well, Bones did mention yesterday that they'd like his speed up front. And that is one thing where the Jets have kind of been lacking this series so far. And I'm not saying they don't have enough team speed, but Colorado has had an advantage in that department so far. So he did say that he would fit in nicely on the penalty kill. So I'm not quite sure at this point who comes out. So would it be actually, would it be David Gustafsson, for instance? But it sounds like the idea is, from the way Bones was talking yesterday, that actually Janssen-Bjelby will be coming in today, but that's what we're going to wait till 11:30 Central Time to find out. But that I think from the way he was talking, it sounds like there could be a change. And to me, David Gustafsson would be the guy coming out in that situation.
Yeah, I think that this is, if you're looking at the need for speed, then certainly Axel fulfills that for it. You look on that fourth line as well. I see Gustafsson coming out. Again, you're looking at the penalty kill. Well, and there's a, you know, I've been listening to or seeing a lot of chat too about people wondering about Cole Perfetti and will he be able to get back in? But I think that you have to look at where you would put him in, because his skill set obviously is not, in opinion,
the
is
bottom
not
six.
One that you don't put him in on the fourth line in order for him to be effective, particularly if you're looking, this is a game in which you need to have more speed right now. Axel would fulfill that. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not he gets his opportunity to give it a shot here today, because they have to get a little bit faster with it as team speed, and they need to be able to try to contain Colorado's speed, which I have to say, so I've never been, this was my first time ever being inside Ball Arena, where I haven't been a part of a broadcast before. So I've been up in the press box. First off, this is that arena is so steep. It is unbelievable when going up there, and it makes you appreciate building like Canada Life Center even more with just how close you are to the ice. But that bird's eye view of it, you just look at the transition game, and not that we didn't already know that Colorado is so fast with it, but just the speed, it's on display that much more, or at least it was in game three.
MKAJF, he's going to bring so much energy and enthusiasm, energize the line and team. Roxanne, thank you. They got this. Thank you for your positivity on this Sunday morning as the Jets try to even the series of two games apiece and come back here for game number five on Tuesday. So looking down to what we're looking to see today for game four, 1:30 Central puck drop. To me, this is the time for the Jets stars to shine. We've seen Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen and company elevate their game. So now, in turn, I think you have to see Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele, Gabe Vilardi raise their game a little bit more. They're going to be counted on heavily. Yes, Colorado has last change, but these are the games that your big players, your big-time players have to come through. Second line scored a goal, and now I think it's integral that the big guys come up big. Josh Morrissey scored on in game three as well, but I think this is Mark Scheifele's line. It's their turn to shine, and the Jets will need that significantly here in game four if they're going to tie this series.
Neil Pionk said yesterday in his media availability, we've got to stick with it and leaders got to lead. And I think exactly what you said, but I also feel as if that top line hasn't been the line that has stood out most throughout this series in terms of who you are looking for more from Enchen. I mean, Tyler Toffoli got goal and great, still looking to see more from that second line than what we have seen so far. And one of the things though, that I think can be a positive obviously for this Jets team is that we haven't seen their best yet. There is no doubt about that. I think that we are seeing now the best from the Avalanche. They have elevated their game. We haven't seen that from Winnipeg yet. So there is still a lot more to give, and we know what their best can look like, but they certainly, your top players need to show up in this one. They need to be the difference makers. I completely agree with you on that one. And I think the mood around the team is really good right now. There is no, I mean, you're down 2-1. Okay. You can still come home with this series tied at 2 apiece. This is not this insurmountable series. You're not looking at being down right now going into this game. You're not down 3-1. And there's a lot more to give with it. So when they had a full practice yesterday, everyone on the ice that was expected to be there, so no Brendan Dillon, no Morgan Barron, but just the mood around the team was still light. I think it helped out a lot, the fact that they had the news that, oh, look at that. Look at that flow, huh? it's impressive. I'm jealous.
We need to see that like flowing down the ice as he goes down the left side. Yes.
From side to side. Right outside, actually, right outside where the Jets room is, or the visiting room is, inside the arena, is the most intense wind tunnel that I have ever experienced inside an arena. And you know, we used to joke that I would bring the wind machine with me everywhere. Yeah. Walk out there, your hair's going forward, back. So we got to get Axel out there, because I think this could be some sort of, I don't know, Pantene TV commercial or something.
No, it's the start of a runway episode, Sarah.
Oh, well, there you go. Axel, it's very true.
Axel Jalbi came into the lineup. He's just like,
really slow motion.
Water bottle in the side. Hair.
That's right. Back. We've all seen it before. That's right.
Runway Vanessa, episode.
That's right. Vanessa, I see in the chat asking, how do we enter? There is a link that has been posted here within the chat. I believe that it was pinned, but I am getting distracted mid-thought. Yeah. I'm trying to help Vanessa out here.
Thanks, Gary.
Password still to come for it, but it is, password still to come, but the link has been posted within the chat. So take a look at that. Don't worry, Vanessa, you're not too late to enter in.
Boom. See, there ask you go, and you then. Shall receive on Facebook. Right though. I believe it, like during the live broadcast, Mosser on YouTube, it just sits there, the link. Okay. You gave me the shoulder shrug. Never mind. I can't confirm that. I cannot confirm that's how it works. So I apologize.
Another key for the Jets, Captain Obvious with it here, stay out of the box, JT. Yeah.
Yes. It's so weird how everything transpired in game three. Like, you have this perfect game being played through two periods. You got a goal from your second line. You scored a goal on the power play. Connor Hellebuck is unreal at that point, and then just how the wheels came off. Like, Mason Appleton shooting the puck, trips a guy, accidental high stick from Gabriel Vilardi. I'm not going to go through this because we'll have PTSD afterwards, but it was just weird how everything transpired in the period. But that being said, you got to stay out of the box. The Jets did a great job on the penalty kill in game two here in this building. They were a perfect 3-for-3, but giving Colorado 6 power plays is playing with fire 100% over. So I think that is clearly the Captain Obvious statement of the day: stay out of the box. And I'm pretty sure that message has been put through to the Winnipeg Jets ahead of game number 4.
Yes, there's no doubt. And the penalties that took, people were upset with the officiating, and I think that you'll always find them. But there is no doubt that the penalties that were called in that third period on the Jets were penalties. And I mean, you can take issue with some that weren't called earlier, but this is definitely, they need to be more disciplined. And we've seen the Jets be that way. We've seen the Jets have a PK, especially towards the end of the season, that was performing well. They need to get back to that. But the easiest way to do that is, without a doubt, to stay out of the box.
Moving third on.
How about the third period? Well, you know, when Neil Pionk was speaking yesterday, when he said we've got to stick with it, he also talked about how there are these lapses that have been costing the Jets, and how it's a cliche to say you have to play the full 60 minutes, but it seems as if there are these 5-6, you know, maybe 7-minute stretches in which they get away from their game, they get away from the structure that they're used to playing, and then that's when the Avalanche are able to capitalize on it and have been able to be productive in terms of finding the back of the net, and that they need to be more structured. You cannot give up. What are they at in terms of 9, I believe it is, third period goals that they've allowed, the most out of any team so far in the postseason. They've given up 17 in the overall in this series so far through 3 games. They're tied with the LA Kings in terms of most goals allowed, but in particular the third period. You go into game 3, you go into that third period, you're up 2-1, and I think to myself, and I've said to a colleague beside us, I go, don't worry, they're done now. You looked at the way that they had played in that second period. You looked at the way that Hellebuck had been playing and thought, nope, he's going to shut the door. And then obviously the special teams took over at that point. But the third period, this is a team that has to be able to lock things down.
Master, can you throw up in Facebook the link again for the Connor Hellebuck jersey? People say it keeps disappearing in their chat group. So Daniel Moss working behind the scenes hard for our fans. There it is on Facebook. Do it now. Stop talking, everybody. Just wait till everybody clicks on that link. Okay, everybody on Facebook, we're taking care of you. Connor Hellebuck jersey giveaway. We have a chat coming up with Mason Appleton on the way. But last but not least, in terms of things that the we're looking to see today is containing Colorado's speed. And one day, Sarah, before I let you delve into this, one way to do this is stop giving the puck away at the Avalanche blue line and feeding to their transition game. Turnovers are so huge in this, but it's been very challenging for the Winnipeg Jets to contain Colorado's speed so far in this series.
Yeah, and that's where I think if we see some changes to the lineup, I mean, maybe it can help them with it. But the transition, the success that Colorado has had off the rush has just been, I mean, that's been the difference in my mind in this series. And so you know that Colorado is going to get their chances. You know they are going to shoot everything from everywhere. Also would love to see the Jets get some more shots on net. Because Colorado is known for that. But if you can at least keep them to the outside a little bit more, if you can try to control play in the offensive zone more than what we've been seeing so that you can try to limit the opportunities of Colorado, I think will be a difference maker for this Jets team going into this game, or it needs to be. They cannot keep letting Colorado showcase their speed the way that they have. You're not going to be able to completely stop it. You need to be able to limit it, though.
Sheila, the code has not been released yet. It'll be up a little bit later in this show. It says scrolls across the bottom. We're doing our best to continually put the link into Facebook. Sometimes someone advised that maybe trying YouTube would help a little bit better as well. Moving along, we've got a reminder of this contest. The old Connor Hellebuck jersey. We've got a Dylan DeMello poster to give away as well. And Sarah, I think you talked to somebody today or yesterday. Would this be the guy you talked to?
It sure would be. Mm-hmm. You look at the job that the Lowry line has done, and obviously Mason Appleton has been a staple on that line that throughout this entire season. So had the opportunity yesterday, since again, they don't have a morning skate today, caught up with him yesterday to just get his thoughts heading into this afternoon game. Game 4 of this series as the Jets look to tie things up at 2 apiece. Let's start with the adversity that this team has faced. I mean, the way that this group has been able to overcome it at various points throughout the season, you're obviously faced with some now, whether it be the series or some injuries that you're having to contend with. How do you describe the mood of this team right now in that dressing room?
I think the mood's fine. Obviously, we know we're down 2-1, and you kind of go on the road to get a split. So we win tomorrow afternoon, 2-2. And then we got 2 of the next 3 at home. So that's kind of our mindset, just like it was kind of their mindset heading into Winnipeg. So split on the road's a win. So I think, we feel good. We liked a lot of that game. Third specials kind of got away from us. But, we play a disciplined game for 60 minutes tomorrow. I think I like our chances.
Afternoon games, are you a fan?
Yeah, the morning's tough. It's just such a different schedule. You're so used to the same thing over and over. But once you kind of get to the rink, then it is what it is. It's any other game then. But, the morning's just a little different.
For us, so how will you change your schedule?
Nap,
obviously.
Yeah, no nap. I'll just sleep until probably 8:30, get up, eat one meal, and then get on that 9:30 bus. So, and then try to eat a snack at the rink because, obviously, a lot of times I feel like guys run into not eating enough before, those afternoon games. So you got to fuel your body and then, from there you hit the ground running.
You mentioned that you liked a lot of what you saw in game 3 from the team. What was the most frustrating part when you look overall at the way that the things ended?
Yeah, I mean, 2-1 game going into the third on the road, kind of right where we wanted the game to be. And then penalties, obviously then that kind of put the game out of reach a little bit. So it wasn't a third period where you can really, analyze and be like, we got, dominated 5-on-5 because there was just so little of it. But I feel like we gotta do a better job of staying out of the box and obviously a better job of killing when the times come.
And Lee, when you look at that second period, it, that you guys were able to play, how you were able to play. What was the key to being able to have some of the success that you did against the Avalanche?
Yeah, I thought we were playing fast. I thought we, you know, we broke pucks out pretty clean. And then in the offensive zone, we didn't let them, you know, get their second and third guy in there. We kind of turned into more of a man-on-man game, and we were able to make more plays. And, you know, I think that's kind of how you break these teams, especially with, you know, more agile decor like they have. It's, you know, just possessing the puck and using our body to shield it and things like that. And, you know, I thought, like, that second period was a solid period. And, yeah, for 40 minutes there, we really liked where we were at. And, obviously, the rest of the game is what it is. But, yeah, I thought, you know, if we can just clean up a couple things, we'll be good.
Thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now that we've been doing this for four games, I have no idea what we're supposed to do when those interviews are running and we're in the shot there. So I'm like, do I look busy? Do I go like this? Do, like, what do I do with my hands?
I'd
like
to figure it out for game five.
Yeah. And game six as well. That's so great. Great. I mean, I like this from James. Sarah can use the same magic on the Jets that you used on the Bombers to get them to win. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but since you left TSN, the Bombers have lost the last two Grey Cups.
We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to.
I'm just wondering. I'm just like, maybe you do have a special knack here. So if the Jets win the Stanley Cup this year, we're going to have to like put you in a case.
You're welcome. And just Jets carry fans. You're
you
welcome.
Everyone. Okay. All right. So great stuff from Mason Appleton, who does a great job of breaking down the game. One of my favorite guys to go to when you need some answers, yes, where things have gone right or where things have gone wrong. So he's so good at breaking down the game. Kyle Connor's another excellent guy to go to in that situation. But we would be remiss if we don't talk about Colorado here quickly. And we kind of talked about them a little bit through this show. We'll be getting the password to you here momentarily for the Connor Hellebuck jersey and the two secondary prizes, Mason Appleton and Dylan DeMello posters as well. But listen, I saw an Avs fan win a little bit earlier. They had said that Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen have another level to get to, which is absolutely terrifying if that is true. But I think we've seen quite a bit from those two star players and certainly Cale Makar in this one. But Colorado is, I think we talked about in the first show, you have 13 guys in that dressing room who have won a Stanley Cup. So mm-hmm. that plays, and Rick Bonus touched on that as well. Experience is so huge at this time of year. Now the Jets just have to respond and realize that they have done such a great job following a loss and responding to when things have looked, you know, not very good for them. And I think that you can live off that as well heading into game number four.
Yep. And look, from an Avalanche perspective, they, as I mentioned earlier, they have elevated their game. They are getting contributions throughout the lineup. Who had Zach Parise having two goals already in this series and we're only three games in? You look at some of the players that they have had step up. It's been key for them. Ross Colton said yesterday, we didn't sit back on our heels. I think we kind of just took it to them. And I think it's true that they've been aggressive with it. They've been so aggressive, not only in their speed and the style of game that they've played, but they've been aggressive on the puck with that forecheck as well with it and has been causing issues. But the Winnipeg Jets have had success against Colorado. And I do not look at that last game in the regular season that was the 7-0 game, mm-hmm. because to me, you throw that one completely out. You know that was not the Avs' best game. They didn't play well at that point in time. They didn't play well against the Dallas Stars. And that was something that Jared Bednar spoke about yesterday in his availability. But they have refound that game. The Jets, we saw them down at the end of the regular season, obviously. We saw them win those eight straight games. Mm-hmm. We know how they can play. We've seen it throughout the season. When adversity has hit, they've been able to bounce back. They just have to do it. They have to do it today. I love the way I shrug as if it's just the easiest thing. Yeah, and you just have to do it today.
That would be the best coach's speech if you go into the dressing room. You just have to do it. You're like, it's all I
just
have.
Just do it.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore. This is just what you have to do. Like, I agree. No more video. No more talking about it. Just do it.
Just do it. It's the same thing. Why can't you shoot more? I don't know. It seems so easy. I don't know. Kenny's water bottle. The biggest surprise to me has been Colorado's Colton line. MacKinnon has been dangerous, but the Colton line has been giving the Jets trouble. I absolutely agree with you on that one. I think that Lowry's line has done when matched up against MacKinnon's line, has done a really good job on it. But yeah, I just think that, again, the depth. So it's just up to the Jets now to be able to match that. And we know that they have the skill to be able to do that. But enough.
Yes, go ahead.
No, go. No, please go.
One last one from JunkaCon, being aware and not puck watching, very important for game number four as well. So as promised, we like to deliver on our promises around this place. So here's the password for the contest giveaway, a Connor Hellebuyck primary away jersey. The passcode is, well, coffee. So it's so early in the morning.
And cheers.
Cheers to you. Coffee is the passcode. So click on the link, put in the passcode, and you could be the winner of a Connor Hellebuyck primary away jersey, or a Mason Appleton poster, or Dylan DeMello, Mr. Plus Minus, as well in this one. So thank you so much for watching the show. It says, oh, one more thing. There's a game five coming. It's going to be here Tuesday. I believe it's an 8:30 start. Thank you, NHL. Thank you, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Thank you.
3-1.
So thank you, Carolina Hurricanes. We were all watching the Carolina, because of the Carolina series. With the Islanders winning, that's what, in my understanding, that is what has pushed us to the 8:30, not the 7:30 start. So,
oh, okay. Sorry. I apologize. Let's go to, there's the game five. Can you put the promo up one more time, Moss? You can buy tickets now for game five. It's coming back 2-2.
Oh,
it's going to be 2-2.
You guys, there is as great as an atmosphere as there are in, buildings across the league. There is nothing like being a part of the whiteout and seeing it in person, being inside that building with the energy. So know that Jets fans will bring it for game five, whether they are inside or outside at the street party.
Okay. Sandy says coffee didn't work the passcode. So I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. So there's the link one more time in there. We've talked about game five. Sarah, you did a wonderful job so early in the morning in Denver. Now we hope the Jets follow up your efforts in game number four between them and the Colorado Avalanche. They look to tie this series up at 2. Sarah, thank you for your time. Daniel Moss behind the scene, thank you. For all our viewers, thank you so much for watching. And of course, anybody listening to this podcast a little bit later, enjoy game number four. Sarah, take us out. I'm out of here.
Oh, then that's it. You're gone. Just remember, you can tune. Remember that Rick Bonus has his availability coming up in just a little bit. So make sure that you continue to stay tuned to Winnipeg Jets social media channels. Also, while you are waiting for this game to get going, a little plug, as always, for some of our great work that our group has done this year in terms of Runway, which you can catch on YouTube channel as well as on the Winnipeg Jets homepage. Home ice as well. Everything. Everyone's ready for this one, JT. Me too.
I'm so glad that you signed out. I'm so ready. So ready.
Oh, there we go.
I'm going to sit on my couch. I'm going to be yelling. I'm going to.
Everyone, enjoy your coffee. Enjoy anything else for today. Enjoy the game. And we are going to see you for game five Tuesday morning. JT and I will be back. Oh, the glasses have come on. Things are getting serious. This is sure sign that we need to leave. We need to leave now. Have a great day, everyone.
See you later.